Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Lee Gibson joins us. He's currently Executive Director of the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The 7th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect, Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future, and the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Lee Gibson. He is Executive Director of the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County. For now, you are about to retire.
That's correct, Sam. I'm going to hang it up after 30 years in transportation planning in the state of Nevada. So,
well, congratulations. That's an incredible run for anybody in government work.
It's been, my career spanned a combination of government, private sector. I was fortunate to do work in Southern Nevada. I helped get the bus system down there started back in 1990, '91, '92. I've had the opportunity to work overseas when I was in the private sector. And then I've been here in Nevada, which is really home for us because of just my wife is from here, and it's been a real honor to spend the last 10 years here overseeing the Regional Transportation Commission, working with a great group of elected officials and a great group of staff that I've assembled at RTC.
So. And on all that in mind, let's talk about some of the issues that are going on around transportation. Obviously, if you came here 10 years ago, like all the rest of us, you had no concept that the region was going to grow the way it has grown. You may have known that it was going to grow over time, but not as rapidly as it in fact grew.
That's true. And I think the impact on transportation has been the shifts and swings in the labor market. When we're going to bid on projects, we're seeing challenges with respect to not so much pricing, but scheduling and just being able to get the labor we need to do the projects in the time frame we need to get them done. We are constantly working with our contracting partners to make sure that we stick to schedule. Virginia Street's under construction right now. To make modifications is really a challenge to the schedule because they could lose workers tomorrow if we have a delay or some sort of change. So I think the challenges. What I'm really pleased to have seen, though, and RTC was involved in this at the beginning with EDON when I first got here, was the move to diversify the economy. I feel comfortable that we have grown the technology sector, we have grown the logistics and freight sectors, and I believe that when the next recession does come, I don't think the downturn will be as significant as what we saw when I first got here. And that's just something I'm happy about.
Yes, no, and I couldn't agree more. One of the things I love about RTC's airports, and we've talked about this before, is that you are the people that have to plan 30 years out.
That's correct.
And so as you look at what's happening now, and I've talked to a lot of industry leaders who agree with this, that we're at the beginning stages of a 20 to potentially 30-year boom in Northern Nevada. Now, Southern Nevada is experiencing the same kind of boom because of all the major, you know, over $20 billion worth of projects there. But for Northern Nevada, this is huge. Do you see it the same way? And, you know, and then let's talk about some of the problems that are connected to that.
I do see it the same way. The caveat I put into it is we at the RTC are going to be asked to build two classifications of transportation systems. One will be a system such as a system that is going to be built around projects like the Spaghetti Bowl, widening I-80, widening 395. We've really got to get to the heart of building and reinforcing the backbone for a larger regional commute. But the second part, the second category of projects we're going to be building and planning for and building in this region, or what I call place-based projects. We are going to have to build, plan and build multimodal systems. The bus system needs to be a major component of our roadway design and construction. The pedestrian has to be considered. I'm really proud of Fourth Prater and Virginia Street. What we've done there is not just build transportation systems, we've built places and neighborhoods. And the livability piece is something that's gonna provide a differentiator for us in the long run to sustain this new workforce that both is developing by our own children who go to UNR and get STEM degrees, but also by people who are moving here. We've got to be able to build and have a place that competes with other places on the livability scale. So I think that when I look up to the 20 and 30 year period, that's gonna be what we're gonna be progressing towards.
All right, so let's start picking off pieces of this to talk about. So the Spaghetti Bowl, first of all, is the funding in place or is the funding in the pipeline at least?
It's my understanding the funding's in place and we're also a financial partner. And so it's a matter for the Nevada Department of Transportation to go ahead and just continue to move forward with design and perhaps ultimately procurement of a contractor to build it. So I think Spaghetti Bowl is well underway and is in good hands at the moment.
And by the way, we should point out to the folks in Southern Nevada, we are talking about the Northern Nevada Spaghetti Bowl.
That's correct.
Because they've already had enough with the Southern Nevada Spaghetti Bowl at
this
point.
That's correct. And
what are you envisioning? Multiple additional lanes? I mean, because there's a constriction, obviously, with space.
Right. There's going to need to be the first phase of the Spaghetti Bowl is going to be to improve the east to south movement. That's from eastbound I-80 to southbound 580. And then, of course, the other pieces will fall into place to help improve the movement from westbound 80 to northbound 395, and, of course, eastbound 80 to northbound 395. I think it's also important to note that the approaches on 395 are something that's going to be critical. We have a lot of freight and a lot of employment up in the North Valleys now. We're going to have to move efficiently, traffic efficiently. And that's something I think will be the next, you know, or is part of the current program and is going to be our next sort of immediate challenge to deal with. This summer, I believe, NDOT's going to take the Parr Bridge down. So as we have the run-up to summer, we're going to have to educate the public about the traffic control and, you know, how you're going to get around without the Parr Boulevard bridge there.
Right. And that's the area around the Washoe County
Correct.
Jail as well.
Correct.
So it's interesting you bring that up because so much is discussed about the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center that the North Valley's expansion has barely gotten any press coverage at all. But that's huge.
It's huge, and I need to remind people there are more jobs, more traffic on 395 in the North Valleys, you know, for example, at Lemon Drive than there is at USA Parkway. So most people don't kind of realize
that's saying that. That's a huge number.
Yeah, that's a huge difference. But I argue or I advocate that we need to remember that we need to continue to look at USA Parkway, we need to continue to look at I-80 going out to the Tri-Center, and those investments and those projects need to stay on schedule. It's critical to the economy, not of Northern Nevada, it's critical to the economy of Nevada. And I think that's something, a message that I think needs to be delivered more strongly, is what we're doing in Northern Nevada, while granted it's not to the scale of Southern Nevada, the greater diversification that the businesses in Story County, in Washoe County, Carson City, Douglas County, you know, the whole sort of meso region, really will not, in my opinion, and I'm only one person, will not decline because we're not so dependent on one industry. And I think that's going to be important in the next recession for Nevada.
Okay, so you bring up a very important topic, but you've done it subtly, but I'm going to make it a little more expansive, which is that with the makeup of the legislature now and the power base solidly moving to Southern Nevada, that people in Northern Nevada may sometimes complain about Las Vegas. People in Las Vegas go Northern Nevada, so that would be Reno, Ely. They have no concept that there is a large population base in Northern Nevada. Would I be correct in that assumption?
That's correct. You know, we have to remember when we look at the what I call the meso region, so that's going all the way out to Fallon, down to Gardnerville, you know, Fernley, even over to Yerington. You know, we're probably talking 500 to 550,000
right.
people. Throw the lake in, you know, maybe 600.
Yeah, 600.
You know, the airport master plan is an interesting document to look at. When you look at the travel shed or the geography that the airport serves, that population's over 1 million. Now, that does include a substantial number of folks over in California, and granted, they're in California, but let's not forget people in Truckee come to Reno for services, people at the lake. I have friends who live at the lake on the California side. They come down to Costco on Plum Street or on Plum Lane. So I just think we need to remember that there is a much larger group up here in terms of Nevadans, but there's also a bi-state system here that we're tied into. And that's, again, I think the pathway that our leaders have taken us into is to have an economy that will not dip as badly as last time and protect those interests and keep those interests going forward.
One of the things that I think that, and I've been saying this on the program for probably well over a decade now, is that Northern Nevada needs to have a public relations campaign, multimedia, in Southern Nevada to educate the population of Southern Nevada. Not in terms of necessarily them coming to visit, which would be great, because when it's 115 degrees in Las Vegas, it's very pleasant in Northern Nevada, but to be able to identify for the folks in Southern Nevada who people are in Northern Nevada, and I'm speaking specifically Reno Sparks, mm-hmm. Carson City, because otherwise I think we're going to continue to have a battle over funding for these necessary projects that are going to be needed. Would you agree?
I would agree. The one little sliver, though, of light I see is, and this is a statistic that I think is a couple of years old, but I know President Johnson at UNR once said that the number of UNR students from Clark County surpassed the number of students from Washoe County. So somewhere I think UNR is making an impact. I like to joke with my friends in Southern Nevada. You know, I see as many UNR plates in Southern Nevada as I see UNLV. I very rarely see a UNLV plate in Northern Nevada.
Right.
So there is, I think, a greater footprint of Northern Nevada experience in Clark County. But I think you're right. A social media campaign, a concerted effort to remind people in Southern Nevada and in Clark County that we exist. And we offer, we're part of one state. We offer a differentiation for both kids in the North or people in the North to experience the South and people in the South to come up and experience the North. I think I get a lot of positive feedback from my Southern Nevada friends when they come up here. They like to go to Midtown. They like being around historic structures. I can't wait for the Virginia Street project to be done because the walkability level is going to increase dramatically. And I just think that whole ambiance and sense of place is going to be a huge advantage for Nevadans. I think you'll find, you know, that people from Southern Nevada are going to say, hey, let's just go to Reno. It's close, it's inexpensive, it's fun, it's cool, cool in temperature, that
right.
is, and cool in ambiance, and we're going to have a good time. And I think that's going to go a long way to helping us become one state.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Lee Gibson after this.
Tamara Grand Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lee Gibson. He's the Executive Director of the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, at least for another few weeks. You were bringing up a point in the break here between Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada and efficiency of government. Would you share that with the audience?
Sure. So when I lived in Southern Nevada, one of the methods they can get things done is just through their sheer geography. You have the Clark County Commission that we all recognize as one of the most powerful and influential legal entities in the state. Within that is Las Vegas, Henderson, North Las Vegas, all the way up to Mesquite, down to Laughlin. So there is a framework there, actually through their RTC, that they're able to make a lot of unified decisions about transportation. Going forward, when we look at the integration and need to connect to Story County, when we look at the growing connections between Reno, Sparks, Fernley, Fallon, don't forget, Fallon has a huge national interest with the Naval Air Station there, Carson City to the south, Gardnerville. Transportation planners, NDOT, RTC, our friends over in the other counties, we're going to have to come together and make some hard decisions and have a dialogue. And we're starting to do that now. The Washoe County folks are starting to have a regional dialogue, but we've got to come up with a mega region plan, a plan that's going to lay out not just the projects we're going to pursue, but perhaps a political strategy of how we can move that forward. Because I think everyone talks about the legislature as being a central focus for policy and decisions, but I think it's the relationship between the counties, the municipalities, and the Nevada Department of Transportation. And we've got to get unified in how we go and work in that environment in the north so we can gain and perhaps build the efficiencies that they have in Southern Nevada.
So in the private sector, Lance Gilman has a map of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, where that is the center, and then Reno, Sparks, Fallon, Fernley, Yerington, Hawthorne are all spokes, mm-hmm. But they have made the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center in their maps the center of the region, and from an economic point of view in terms of development, I think that that makes a lot of sense, and I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense too in the political sense because it'll back that up. So, because I don't want to run out of time here, I want to talk to you about, and you brought up the North Valleys, which is great because I really had not had that on my radar and I need to talk more about that at some other time. But for I-80, we seriously are going to need widening of I-80 between Reno and the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. And the question is, how do we do that? Where do we get the funding? without somebody of the level of Senator Reid in place. And, you know, I don't even know if he was able would have been able to accomplish that.
I think you make a good point, and I think we had the wisdom up here to do fuel tax indexing back in 2008 legislature. I'm sorry, vote in 2008, 2009 legislature went into effect in 2010. We're going to have to look to ourselves to fund a lot of that, and ourselves being the Northern Nevada community, we'll have to have a partnership with Story County, Lyon County. We're going to have to talk to NDOT. But Sam, something that I think needs to be mentioned is what happens when you cross the border into California. The I-80 in California is the lifeline to the ports in the Bay Area. There's the growing economy of Sacramento. And I drive that road, I look at the topography, and I'm wondering if we need to have a dialogue with California about how we're going to deal with how we transport goods, services, and people back and forth for our economy. And that, to me, when I sort of look at the long term, that's going to be something we got to put on the table. We can widen I-80 to the Tri-Center, to Fernley Fallon. The engineers I've talked to believe that's something that's designable, doable. But to me, if we produce goods here in Northern Nevada and we are going to ship them overseas and they get stuck in traffic over on the other side, how quickly do we lose our competitive advantage and our comparative advantage in being able to sustain our manufacturing base? That's something, you know, if I'm looking to go tell an emerging professional in transportation what to lose sleep over, that's the one I'm going to focus on.
Okay, let's take another break and then we'll come right back. More with Lee Gibson after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lee Gibson, Executive Director of the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County. Okay, so you just opened up a huge Pandora's box because my initial question was going to be, okay, what is going to be the cost of expanding I-80 that you say will mainly be borne by the residents from Reno, at least to USA Parkway, if not all the way out to Fernley. But now you're adding in a California portion, which totally makes sense. Can you break out numbers of what you think potentially it could cost?
Yeah, I can't break out numbers, but I try to, and I don't do a very good job of it. I try to think like an economist.
By the way, we have about a minute and a half here.
To me, the real cost is going to be the opportunity cost of California not sort of coming to the table and helping us move our products and goods to California efficiently. Remember, the goods we produce here at the Tri-Center in the North Valleys, the goods that we're shipping, have value in California. Yes, tourists come from California to Nevada and bring value to Nevada, but we are exporting value back to California, and I think we need to leverage that because that opportunity cost could be much, much larger than just a $30, $40, $50, $100 million project to widen I-80 out to the Tri-Center.
Does Mary Bill Batcher have a role to play in something like
absolutely,
this?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, because, you know, ever since I moved to Nevada in 1978, we have talked about increasing the ability to transport between Reno and the Bay Area. And what you're talking about now makes total sense in terms of the economic benefits to both states. Is there a will on the other side to even discuss this?
I think, I don't know about the state and local folks, but so one of the things we did here a while back was the Shared Federal Framework, and we actually went and met with the federal delegation on the other side of the border, and I think we need to do that and raise this issue because, again, these, the congestion and the delays and the challenges on I-80 in California will have a direct impact on them economically, and I think it behooves us both to kind of come and talk about these issues, because that's the issue of the future. That's the issue, you know, we need to deal with. And this is a different animal, different creature than just exchanging tourists back and forth.
Way more to discuss on this topic, but we're out of time. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank
you. I really appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect. Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future. And the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can watch Nevada Newsmakers anytime, online, podcasts, or on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.